How y'all doing today?
Good.
Awesome. Tip top shape.
How y'all really doing? No. How y'all really, really doing? Because I hope y'all heard that pregnant pause. Like, they had to.
Yeah, she was. Listen,
there's a lot going on, man. It's the end of the quarter. We are coming up to the second quarter, spring, all of that goodness. And listen, I could use a spring break. Definitely where I'm at. What about you, Charmaine?
A break sounds like real good about now. a long, longer pause than normal would be good. Yeah, yes. Yeah. I'm pushing for this Easter time and the time to actually unwind.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it.
You know, quarter one, while we started at the beginning of the year and we started off slow, at least for me. I know we talked about it in one of our episodes, starting slow, easing into the year. And then all of a sudden,
boom, 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 boom.
It's like
zero to 120 in 3 seconds.
And it was like, oh, something pouring, doing. And so now, listen, I am so ready to just pause. You know, there's something called a spring break for a reason.
Yep.
Yeah, I think, you know, we all got into that. And I'm sure if you're listening to this, you are about that life of owning and living your best life in not just personally, but professionally.
Yeah.
And so you were probably one of those who were like, you know, 2024 is the year. You're coming out of the gate with, you know, a lot of momentum.
More in 24.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, that was the theme. Exactly. More in 24.
Everybody have that theme. More in 24.
So you were just doing the most.
Yeah.
And in doing the most, there's only so much capacity and bandwidth that you have.
And then too, what I've experienced, which is a good thing, you know, in our church we talk about this being the year of abundant harvest, and one of the scriptures, I don't know where it is, but it talks about, you know, things will happen so fast that your head will swim. I don't know if you all know that scripture. It's a Message version. And that is how it's been for February and March, even from, you know, the clients from the training authority. When I tell you, not things that I would have planned, you know, my own projects, my own initiative, yes. But then there were cases where clients just came out of the woodworks. Hey, Keisha, I need training here. Hey, I need a proposal here. Hey, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
This is good.
Yeah.
And I didn't anticipate this level of interest, because again, it wasn't a focus. And so that also brought in another level or another layer of additional work, because of course we got the boardroom, get my coaching work. And now the training authority was kind of like, okay, when I call for you, I need you to come, but don't come.
Unless I call you.
But they've been coming without me even doing anything. And so that is also. And then FemFeast, you know, the ChatGPT Business Lab. Yes. Amos 9:13-15. Yes. That was the scripture that we've been talking about from February. And so when I tell you that's how fast the interest and the request for proposals and all of that stuff, in addition to everything else, was coming through, I'm like, okay, you know, you can't get mad.
Because this is what we prayed for, right?
Yep. This is what we want. This is the harvest. But now managing it, and, you know, at this place where it's coming to the end of the quarter and saying, okay, I need a rest. I need a break.
Well, that's a great actual analogy that we can use for what we're going to talk about today, which is spring cleaning. You know, so by the time this episode comes out, prayerfully, it is warmer everywhere in the world, because I don't even understand why the Bahamas is cold right now.
Weird.
But I'm sure if we're cold, our friends up north are feeling a whole lot more than just chill.
Absolutely.
But spring is time to just lighten up the load, get rid of the unnecessary, remove the clutter. And that's how we can sometimes be in our business, mm-hmm. where we see the abundance of the first 90 days. And then, you know, as we're trying to do so much now, you've gone through 90 days. What can we do to make the next 90 days better?
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to talk about today. Mm-hmm. And in spring cleaning your business. Yeah. So if I were to say spring cleaning your business, I actually would not start with the business.
Yeah. I feel you.
I would start with the space. Confirmed. Packrat.
Confession.
Let me tell you something. You know, some may say packrat, but I say have just in case. How many times have you guys said, "Hey, Cherie, do you have?" And I'm like, "Hold on." And I got, right? Mm-hmm. I'm just one of those persons, and I have a shiny object syndrome issue as well. So when it comes to tech stuff or, you know, DIY or whatever the case may be, I probably got it. Yeah. We are right now looking at, you could look in the corner, there are some boxes of things.
Listen, I still want this backdrop. You keep it. If you are missing this box any longer, I come in for that.
Oh, well. Watch it.
You heard it here first, y'all. But your space really can physically drain you. And not just your physical space, but your digital space.
Yeah.
So when I tell you to spring clean your space, one of the things that I tell you is first and foremost, declutter physically.
Mm-hmm.
So for all of you who are listening to me, who still ain't put away the Christmas decorations, just...
Well, I had no Christmas decorations up to begin with. I just wanted to have.
But start to really declutter. There are a lot of things that are in your space that you hold on to that you think you need, but you really don't.
Yeah.
And so get rid of some stuff. If you haven't touched it in 6 months, chances are you're not going to use it.
Right. Yeah. Right. You know, I love this because, you know, y'all been to my house recently. I've gone through this project of redesigning my office.
Beautiful, y'all.
Yeah. Y'all haven't been there since. We've had some new upgrades.
Hello.
Fancy.
Love it.
And so, and of course, me being a coach and someone who educates, I always had paper. And one of the things that has helped me, and I want to give shout out to Organized by Jen. She is a professional organizer who I had a chance to just work with and just think differently and how I wanted to set up this space. And so I was going through this process of spring cleaning the space from sometime last year, and even up until this past weekend, I did some more spring cleaning. And two things that has helped me. Because I don't know if I classify it as a pack rat, but I love to store content, like lessons and paper. Mm-hmm. I want to print the workbook.
Right.
Mm-hmm. As much as I'm a techie, I want to print the paper because I want to touch it, feel it.
Yeah.
And two things that has helped me, one, and not just paper, but everything that was in my space was one, is this item connected to the future version of you? So yes, you loved this item and it was a beautiful thing, but is that connected or supporting the future version of Keyshell and not the older version of Keyshell? And I love that. And so I went through each of the things that was in my space and I'm like, yeah, this is nice, but this is not connected to the future me. And I was able to release. I'm like, okay, yeah, I love it. Thank you. And then the second one was with the paper, how I was able to just get through a lot more was, you know, is the content connected to, again, the curriculum that I am building? So, you know, the boardroom curriculum, for example, or the frameworks that we've had, the globe framework and all of these fancy frameworks we have in the boardroom and under the training authority. Is this piece of paper giving me insight and information or context that can support what I'm actually creating in one of those frameworks? Or is it just nice information to have? And if it was nice information to have, well, you just can keep it and then it can take up space.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it's not going to help the environment that you want. I wanted to build. And so those two really were helpful. And so when you come into my office now, you see no paper. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. And the paper that I have has an assignment. That assignment is, okay, I need this piece of information because I want to add that to or refer to it in one of my trainings.
Right.
And that has been so helpful when it comes to spring cleaning. And just not only just spring cleaning, but keeping the space clean based on those two parameters.
I think I need to use that with myself too.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about paper and content, as an educator, yes. I can't begin to tell you how much paper I've collected over the years. Uh-huh. It's been 30 years of collecting.
Yeah.
And I have a whole cabinet of workshops. I've been doing workshops from the time I started teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And I could kid you not, you will go in there and I'm sure you'll find a workshop I did back in 1990 something in that thing.
Wow.
So that question you said about, does it help me or does it represent something for my future self? Because I heard, well, two things. You're looking at your future self or your present service.
Mm-hmm.
Does it help with myself before, or is it something that it's currently working with what I'm serving?
Yeah.
And I have to go and use those two questions. I appreciate that, Keisha, because I know it will help my husband too. He'd be like, "You throwing it away? Yeah."
But listen, I'm trying to get, because you know, Glenn is an educator too. So I go through my own transformation and I'm like, Glenn, look at my office, nice and clean.
Right.
You see that paper there? He's like, don't touch my stuff. I'm like, look, we have to be on the same page here. Get rid of those stuff.
Yeah.
Can I tell y'all what I just heard? I'm really a pack rat.
Oh, you feel good about yourself now?
Misery has found its company. Hello. Okay. No, but seriously, this is the time to really, you know, ask yourself those questions. Mm-hmm. That's an excellent point there.
I think you mentioned too, when you talk about it's not just physical space, it's also digital space. I smile when you said that.
Oh, well, child, I reached that level yet. Woo.
But it could create such a havoc though, because like right now my laptop is doing some stuff and I realize it's responding to the clutter. And doesn't that happen to our bodies too when we begin our minds? It's responding to the clutter. So all of a sudden the laptop shuts down out of nowhere and I'm like, what, in the middle of an important presentation, boom, it shuts down. Why? You had too many things stuff. Open up there, too many things you downloaded here,
too many things saved on the desktop, et cetera.
So we do the same thing with life.
Did we say that this was therapy?
Yeah, no, because it needs to be.
Because I'm already feeling the need to like write my check, right? Mm-hmm. But you're absolutely right. And you know what I just heard just now? Maybe it's time for a backup. If you don't routinely back up your computer, use
that's a good
this
one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As an opportunity to back up everything. Because God forbid.
Yeah. For sure. I, you know, there's a coach, and she's a colleague of mine, Eva Janata. She's doing this, she's calling it Unsubscribe Palooza.
Okay.
And I'm like, I love it. She's, you know, you come together, it's like a co-working session,
right?
And you come together and you just take that hour and you unsubscribe and you digitally remove. Because we can say we want to do it, but then we don't make time. And so she literally has, hey, on Wednesday, April 3rd at 2 p.m., you sign up into this, and it's a free thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you just use that hour to literally clear your inbox, clear your computer. And so she's creating that space.
Yeah.
That sometimes we need to get it done. And so, you know, that's another thing. Just don't just talk about it, because now I've done it with the physical space. I now need to go through my digital space and say, okay.
So right, schedule it or forget it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Make it real.
And I've realized that I can become so distracted like the bunny rabbit because I have I'm on the mailing list for a billion and three things.
Absolutely.
So then, And so when I sit down to check my emails, I don't really check the real emails. I'm checking all to see what sales are on. And, you know, just in case.
Okay, Ms. Backrat.
Yeah. But you know what? I'm going to have it when you need it.
I know, right?
She does. Trust me.
Okay. So, all right. So, I think that's the big win of cleaning your space. Of course, once you've cleaned it, now you've got to really implement a systematic organization method. And you can figure out what works best for you. Mm-hmm. And it probably will even come to light once you've done the work of decluttering physically and digitally, because then you would have this thing that my mom, she even bought me a keychain back when I was young, as a teenager, and it says, there's a place for everything and everything in its place.
Yeah.
Yes. And so create a systematic organization method, then you would not go back to clutter.
Yeah, absolutely. And I realized that, again, I've gone through, been going through this process of, you could easily put the paper in the cupboard, but is there a container for that paper? And once that container is full, there's no more paper you're adding until you clean out the container. It's the same with the closet or anything else. And that's what I've been learning. Like, again, Janji's helped me. You know, you're not just putting the paper in the new filing cabinet I have. No, you put it in the container. And in that container, once it's full, you're not adding anything else to it. And it's that process, that systematic thinking of changing that habit of how do you now spring clean and keep clean.
Yes. 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 Because then that would bring you to a regular cleaning
schedule.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you're not making it a part of your daily, monthly, weekly rhythms, then it will only be like big hills or big mountains you have to climb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's always easier to just go over little molehills, right? So with that, we've cleaned our space. What else do you think someone has to clean in the spring cleaning mode for their business, for themselves, for their business?
For me, I know I am at this space where I need to spring clean my spirit now.
Mm. Okay.
You know, because space, the physical space, yes, the mental space and this spiritual space is something else. Because again, emotionally, when I think of, again, pouring out and taking in so much content in this season, this quarter, I'm like, okay, I need to now get my mind clear, get my soul clear, get my spirit clear, revitalize my energy, you know, be silent.
Yes.
Because I now look at, boy, I've been on my phone, and I have this app on my phone that screams at me every day. Keisha, you've been on your phone for 4 hours, or you've picked up your phone for 75 times a day. My app literally tells me that, and I'm like, shut up. Don't tell me that. I know now I'm at a place where I need to sit and be silent,
remove the digital stimulation.
Get my mind back and my spirit back into, okay, am I full? Am I ready for what this new quarter is going to bring?
I think also you have done a lot of pouring out in these past 90 days. And the thing about pouring out, just like anything else, there is a bottom. And usually when you start to reach the bottom, it's the drags. Like, you know, they say you never let the fuel gauge go below quarter in your car, because then it could start to feel the drags. It's the same thing in your spirit. So as you do your digital detox and your mindfulness and meditation, where you're sitting quiet and you're not taking in so much social media things, you've got to also fill yourself with yeah. something that's life-giving.
Yeah. And I realized that too. I realized that end of last year where I was also to this place where, okay, you know, there is a difference between rest and rejuvenation.
Come on and break it down for the people
there
in the
really
back.
It really is.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference?
It really is. So rest is me, if I'm tired, I like to say be a bum. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be a
stop
bum.
Stop everything.
Just stop, lay down, sleep, you know, watch some Netflix, binge watch whatever show. And that's rest. But I found, especially last year, was a season again of pouring. And I realized that I could have rested on a weekend, like completely rest. And still come Monday morning, I was still not full. I was still not energized.
Right.
And then I said, you know what? No, I need more than that. I need to pour back into myself. And so I did a spa day, like an all-day spa day. And I felt the difference of, okay, you know what? Resting is one thing. Sleeping all weekend, I can definitely do that. But sleeping and resting and then doing something that fills me.
Yeah.
Like for me, going to the spa, getting a massage, getting a facial, doing the pedicure, doing the sauna, the whole day, I felt filled.
Yeah.
Right? I'm like, okay. And so we tend to say, okay, rest. We love that word. Rest is productive. Rest is resistance. But sometimes, especially now as we're going into the new season, do we need more than rest? Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you what I think my resting of spirit would be?
Mm-hmm.
So I think we've said it on a previous episode that I thrive in relationships. Like that's one of my superpowers. Well, in the course of the way that I work, my office is, you know, powered by one. And so it's just me and my coworker, Alexa. She didn't hear me, right? Okay. We just, you know, have conversations throughout the day. You know, I ask her something. She plays the music. She tells me when it's time to eat, et cetera, you know. And I realized how zonked I've become due to lack of connection with people. So for me, a way to clean up my spirit, because I feed off of the energy of people, is to get out.
That's your rejuvenation.
That's my rejuvenation. So I actually need to be very intentional about connecting with people, whether it's going out to lunch or going to spend time with family and friends, but literally getting out of my personal space where, or my workplace where I am. And probably even now, doing more co-working sessions where if stranger on the other side, we're just doing work together and I don't feel so restricted, but that's what I'm going to do. What about you?
Know what I wanted to, someone suggested this in a conversation I had yesterday. Spaces, changing the spaces and going to a hotel lobby versus, you know, we tend to go to Starbucks or any co-working location, but be in a beautiful hotel lobby, sitting there and just working, maybe something. That's what I'm going to try this season as well. Just
nice,
you know, that's what I'm going to do.
Absolutely.
Oh, awesome. the spirit, we can get past a true sense of a spring break or any kind of spring cleaning unless we look at the spirit. That's the true us, right? That's the true us. And it's the catalyst for anything meaningful that we're going to do. And just listening to you share too made me think of, okay, what do I do for the cleaning? And when it's aligned with what you're saying, you know, both of you said the same thing. There has to be a time when you stop. You just have to stop.
Yeah.
Just literally, figuratively, however, just stop. Just sit. I found myself this past week, I was able to sit home instead of taking my daughter to school. My husband did it for me. And I just sat in the chair. Nothing was on. No music was on. Nothing. And I could hear the birds through the window. I just stopped. And I think the spirit side of that, we need to have a time when we stop, but at the same time it has to be a moment where we soak. And that's where the pouring in come in. That's where we, you know, we take in the word. We take in the relationship with other people and connect with them. We sit and, you know, we glean. And the scriptures talk about that. You know, this book of the law should not depart out of your mouth. It says you should meditate on it day in and night. Mm-hmm. There's always should be something you should be meditating on. And, of course, the word is an excellent source because that's where we get our life.
Yeah.
And our and his word, he says, is spirit and life, right? Mm-hmm. So if we want to be reinvigorated in our lives, then get the word that gives life.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's soaking time. But you said something too that really is so, it's just mind-blowing thinking about it, because Jesus did all of these. He stopped, he soaked, but he also switched. And switch what? Switch your scene.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He often went off.
Yeah, switch your space.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, switch your space. He went off. He didn't, you know, and that's where your perspective, our perspective about what we're going through will always change when we change where we are and we go to in prayer, meditation. Yeah. You know, and it could, we could see it as a rough time, like you're getting ready to switch your scene and take your time off and do some, and being there gives our spirits such renewal that, okay, yeah, I could make it through for the next quarter. I'm ready, but we got to stop. We got to soak and then switch the space.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
And I'm curious to know if you're listening to this at any point, message us, let us know, comment in the comments. How many of us actually do this? You know, schools do it. You're a university professor. Glenn is a university professor. We have this thing called spring break all of the time.
All the time.
But do we as entrepreneurs have our spring break? Do we?
You know, I think as a planner, one of the things that we should really do is plan our breaks.
Mm-hmm.
I think we think, and especially if you are a solopreneur, you think that you always got to be on the grind.
Yeah,
you always have to be doing at the plow. And then maybe if it's slow, I'll take a break.
Correct.
But that's not how it works. Mm-hmm. I think it's important to set up yourself and your systems so that there are times where you are able to really break.
I know for me now, I've become more and more and more aware. I know when we spoke, I know that fall, I need to build in that break. And so I've been doing that now. I have that in my calendar. Like, okay, you know what? After that fall season, my spirit, everything just needs that break. Now I'm looking at, okay, going forward, you know, I usually take a break in January. I need to now have that quarter two break in there, right, before the new season.
Intentional.
Because I know now, right, you know, this is a necessity for spirit, soul, body, mind, everything.
And I think based on what we did last year, we seem to have made a rhythm now of that May trip.
Oh, I can't wait. I looked at the calendar. I said, God, May?
I know, right?
May,
so far away.
Why are we doing this in April?
Oh, speaking of April, isn't this the best month of
the
year?
The bestest month.
It is the best. I wasn't born in April.
To me.
But my daughter was born in April, so it's still a best month.
She's good people.
Okay.
Yes, we have two birthdays, y'all.
7th.
Oh.
And you are, Cherie?
I'm born on April 18th.
And I'm April 24th.
Mom, listen. Yes.
Come on, good month.
Okay, so we just thought we'd share that with you.
Yes.
But yeah, I love those points about cleaning up your spirits, because that's so important. And notice we've talked about you, because at the core of your business is you.
Yeah.
And we got to take care of you first. And that's a great segue to go into your self-care.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
How to clean up your self-care. Mm. Now, all the folks who got those gym memberships, raise your hand. Who's still going? Keep your hand up, okay?
I need to start a gym membership. I really said, you know, boy, quarter two, back to self-care.
Well, you
I
know,
wanna
the gym,
get into it.
The gym's empty now.
I know. This is a good time.
This is a good time to go. But healthy routines are essential. If you're not taking care of your physical self, creating movement, especially if you're somebody who sits in front of a computer, mm-hmm. you're sitting and doing a lot of work and writing and all of those things, you have to create some movement in yeah. your daily life. You're eating healthily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you eating to support this brain function that you got to put forth each and every day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you sleeping?
Yeah.
I know I could pass 50/50. The anointing.
No,
over.
But I was 50/50 because I could sleep.
Mm-hmm. And you
but then
go.
Again, I could go. So it depends on the zone.
Because who was that sending out the text at 2:30 in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning the other night? I'm like, really?
Yeah. And see, that's been the season. I've been doing less sleep this season. But yeah. I know I'm a person, once sleep, I don't have a problem sleeping when I need it. But
there you go.
It's a different season.
Yeah.
And so all of these things, and we know it. We really know yeah. it. This is nothing new, but sometimes you have to remind yourself to go all the way left,
mm-hmm. yeah.
that you missed the right that brings balance yeah. to you.
And I in stopping and recognizing the fatigue that I've been feeling recently, I realized that again, spring cleaning and looking at what was my self-care routines this first quarter, it yeah. wasn't good.
Yeah.
It was not good. There was so much work. There was so much business. There was so much opportunity coming at me.
Yeah.
It was like, I need to get things done.
Oh, yeah.
And I stopped doing my daily walk. So I stopped doing, you know, mm-hmm. time on the beach, and I stopped, you know, meditating, and, you know, I was eating all of the foods that I love to eat, and was, and so I realized also that was affecting how I felt.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so this past week I'm like, no, I need to get up and I need to walk, and I started to do it again. And so we know how we feel when we do.
Yeah, we do.
And then life happens as entrepreneurs, you know, seasons change, seasons get busy, and we kind of pause it for whatever reason. And I look around, I'm like, Jesus, it's been 2 months.
Yeah.
I haven't done anything.
Can I put out something here? Because I know I'm that perfect or nothing. Mm. How about do something? If you can't, if your big goal is to be able to do 60 minutes of exercise 3 times a week, but if you can get in 15 to 20 minutes yeah. of yeah. movement,
20 minute walk today,
do what can, because there are routines that are ideal, routines that you have to squeeze in, and then routines in your worst case scenario.
Yeah,
create yeah. those different models and then fall back to what works, but don't erase. And like I said, go completely yeah. left.
I like that too. I tell people a lot about that too, with taking the small pieces. Because we hear people talk about, like they said, the gym membership and doing X amount of workouts. And really and truly, it's just a matter of you parking a little further from the grocery store door. Mm-hmm. And just making some extra steps, yeah. you know? Yeah. You deciding to take the steps rather than go in the elevator. These little things add up.
Yeah. yeah.
And
yeah.
even as it does in our businesses, the little things, like they say, is this the small foxes that destroy the vine or something like that?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. I never heard that. What's that?
It's the small foxes that destroy the vine.
Oh,
so it's just a little thing mm-hmm. that cause you to yeah. tank. Yeah. Yeah. So then that's your
just check in with yourself. Man.
Yeah.
You gave us some things there. Okay. So that's self-care.
And of course, because we're all about the business, mm-hmm. we got to clean up our business systems
yeah.
and our sales offering. Were you one of those who sell everything in the book? Did you put out 53 offerings?
Yeah.
And now you've got a lot of things going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to streamline.
Are you delivering on too many things?
Mm. And exhausting your yourself.
And yep, you know, I think this one for sure was not me. I was really intentional. Of course, I launched the ChatGPT Business Lab this quarter, which was exciting. I got to really geek out and show my love for technology. I haven't done that in a while, and so that was a good thing.
She was in her zone, y'all.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. And so that was a new thing. And then outside of that, now that I'm saying, I've probably been doing a lot. The pricing overall certification has been really exciting. Studying that and going through that. Of course, we're probably going to have a whole episode on that. But you're right, that's something to consider and look at as entrepreneurs as well. Are you either doing too much as far as your delivery or as far as your prep? I've been doing switching systems.
Yeah.
Another project. My goodness. Which is a big project.
Huge.
Switching from one system to the other and just learning that new system, because the techie in me don't like learning surface level. I won't go deep in a system before. And so those have been the big things for quarter one that I'm now looking at. All right, do I need to shift? Do I need to release?
You know, there was something that we talked about that was the response to the ChatGPT business lab. People were like, what? The 4 weeks are over?
Yeah.
Well, no. Mm-hmm. We got to do some more. How about this? And how about that? You know, that's a great spot to be in. That's a great problem to have when your clients are wanting to do so much more with you. But then if you answer every whim that they ask of you, you can start to create a lot of redundancy.
Absolutely.
And we want to be in a place where we're offering clients, or we could streamline clients into what we are already doing. So it was just how we were talking about them wanting to come in and do some more things. We've got a program that's going to be later on in the year that we can invite them to, that they will be able to come in and do it. Sometimes it may be looking at your overall product offering and say, how can the people who are asking to work with me more, how can they fit without creating something new? That's a good thing.
That is so good. And I think a lot of entrepreneurs fall into that trap where they want to deliver these individualized or these multi-level offers, and then they over-delivering. And they either, in my case, I knew that I want to serve this audience again, especially with this tech and just leaning into my love for tech and teaching. But I know I didn't want to create a brand new offer that was going to be continuous. And so I was proud of myself that I paused, because, you know, Keisha could.
Let's do it.
The quick starter and Keisha could have an offer and a page in 2 seconds, 2.5 seconds. But I'm like, no, Keisha, this is not what you're doing. You're not going to create a new offer. And how now, with this 4-week program being done, how do I now merge them into something that's already working? And as entrepreneurs, perhaps look at what you are delivering, what you are selling. Are those offers offers you want to continue to sell? Do you need to put a pause on it? Do you need to redesign? Whatever it is, think through what you're selling and how you're delivering it, and what spring cleaning need to happen there.
And that's kind of reminding me too, like, I'm getting ready next week, April 3rd and 4th, to have a GLAAD boot camp. GLAAD is a national exam here we have in the Bahamas called the Grade Level Assessment Test. And I've, you know, students are off on summer break, and I said, okay, let's do something fun to keep learning going. So we're going to have 2 days. But the parents are like, oh my God, my daughter, my son really loved being there. Why don't you have it for the whole week?
Yeah.
And I'm saying, that sounds well and good, right? And I didn't jump on it. I'm like, okay, we went from 1 day to 2 days, and that was quite fine. But like Cherie said, funneling them into something you already have. I have a digital course called the sixth grade experience. Yeah. So my thing is, okay, those who want more, now let me show you what you can do now for another month. Yeah. So that makes sense to streamline your process. Don't overstate, overdo, and take on more when it comes down to your business systems and what you can do. Know your bandwidth.
Know your bandwidth. And child, I was like, y'all, I love y'all. I love teaching. But my bandwidth right now says no. Let me get back to y'all.
I love what you also said about your technology, updating your technology.
Yeah.
Do you realize that you could actually, with the onset of AI, some of the things that we've been using, some of the programs are outdated.
Absolutely.
And so that may be a good time to look at, especially when you be paying all of these different fees every month. Are some of the technology, or is some of the technology overlapping?
Yeah.
And can something be eradicated or combined or
exactly. Mm-hmm, whatever. Mm-hmm.
Though this is the time to take a look. And it's also good because going back to that whole digital detoxing, right? You may realize that you're keeping some information somewhere that's separate and apart from where the main bank of information should be stored. So this is a good time to really update your technology and the tools. And maybe if you have a list, this is a good time to clean up your list and see who's really listening, who's really following, who's really opening up.
Depending on the software, you're paying for those people to be on that list. And so you
moonlighting doing nothing.
Sprinkling them out if they need to be. And that's what I'm about to do.
Dun, 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 dun. There you go. Mm-hmm. Update your technology and tools. So anything else that they should do with their business systems and sales offering?
I think those are the big ones. You know, when we look at systems, processes, offering, tech tools, and just really relook at your goals and your metrics. Now, are we going into quarter two? Are the goals the same? Do we need to shift them? Do we need to expand them? Do we need to adjust them in any which way? Again, this is quarter two. Look at your goals and say, hey, wow, did I accomplish? And it's not just financial goals, for sure financial goals, but non-financial goals as well. Look at those, make those decisions and clean those up as we get into the new season.
Mm-hmm. So the thing about spring cleaning in the natural world, like, when you're in your house, it seems like a lot of work.
It does. It is.
You have to get down in the nitty gritty and dig deep in the crevices. But oh, when it's done.
It feels so good.
It feels lighter. Mm-hmm. The space is freer. It's like the air moves through better.
Yeah.
That is how it is in your business.
Absolutely.
When you take the time to spring clean your space, your spirit, your self-care, and your business systems and sales offering.
Mm, so good.
Like I just had a moment with a life coach. I feel invigorated to go do some
just even some talking stuff. About spring cleaning.
But we ain't gonna just talk, folks.
Yeah.
When they come back, one box will be gone. One. Okay.
Hopefully that same box I want. Because listen. Yeah.
So Charmaine, we've been seeing Charmaine with a pen and I don't see her with a pen and
We don't. I don't know. Just
I wanted this, to be honest, I was taking notes and you all were dropping so many nuggets. So I just was taking notes for each one. And I've been sharing them as I've been writing them. But, you know, I think those two questions that Keisha gave at the beginning, I'm really going to use them, that we ask ourselves when we're cleaning up the space. Mm-hmm. And I just want to remind the folks to remember that, is this item connected to the future version of you, you know? And then also, does this connect with what I'm presently working on? So look at your future self, look at your present service, and see if this is something you want to keep. But after looking at everything, I said, you know, I think if we look at the benefits, we only do something if we think it's beneficial to us.
Yeah.
And after we look at all the different areas of that we can look at for spring cleaning, I think it boiled down to what you were saying just now, Cherie. Why do we want to encourage you to do this? It's because, first of all, it's gonna speed up your altitude. You're going to go a whole lot further and where you need to go in your business. It's going to straighten up your attitude as well, because now you're going to begin to think differently about yourself and about your business. But I think on top of that, it's going to increase your sense of accomplishment. So you have your altitude increasing, you have your attitude is shifting, but that sense of accomplishment that you have, listen, those are the A's you want in your report card there. And if you want those to be on your report card, then delve into what these ladies, we have been sharing with you today to do your spring cleaning for yourself, for your spirit, for your business, for your self-care. And let's make it happen.
Drop the mic.
and Pastor Collection Plays.
Amen. Until next time.
Go spring clean your life.
Yes.
See you later, y'all.
Bye.